This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel reportedly has a new worry.
Israeli officials appear increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants against the country's leaders. Their concerns come as international pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. Airstrikes overnight killed at least 22 people, according to hospital records. Meanwhile, Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants, going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. That probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territory the Palestinians want for a future state. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Protests over the war in Gaza are continuing on college campuses here in the U.S. At UCLA yesterday, protesters shouted and shoved each other during demonstrations. The university says it increased security after some physical altercations broke out among demonstrators. Tornadoes that race through the nation's midsection have killed at least 4 people in Oklahoma. A tornado destroyed Stacy Rowe's home in the Omaha, Nebraska area.
This was our forever home, and we've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, surveying tornado damage, said you just can't believe the destruction. He spoke with President Biden yesterday, who told him the federal government will be there to help. The federal government's investigating 2 deadly car crashes involving Ford's partially automated driving system. The crashes killed 3 people, 2 in Philadelphia and 1 in Texas. The crashes both involved Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles on freeways in nighttime lighting conditions. This is AP News. Now to 3 women diagnosed with HIV after getting what are called vampire facials at a New Mexico medical spa.
Many cosmetic procedures like Botox and lip filler injections are delivered with needles. Now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting its first documented cases of HIV transmitted through unsterile needles used for cosmetic procedures. 3 women were diagnosed after visiting an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa that apparently reused disposable equipment. An investigation was launched in 2018 after state health officials were notified that a woman in her 40s had tested positive for HIV after receiving a procedure at the clinic, a so-called vampire facial. The CDC report said the investigation showed how important it is to require infection control practices and proper record keeping at businesses that offer cosmetic procedures involving needles. The spa was shut down and the owner was prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.